Isaiah 44, verse 2. I am your creator. You were in my care even before you were born. Now, this is going to be our memory verse this week, so I want you to look at it in detail. It says three things. First, it says, I am your creator. What does that mean? It means you're not an accident. You're not an accident. You were uniquely chosen, created, and called by God. You say, why is it important for me to not think I'm an accident? Because if you think you're an accident, you're going to live like it.
Today on Daily Hope with Rick Warren, we continue with our series called What on Earth Am I Here For? This will be the second half of a message called The Call is for You. It's taken from various portions of Scripture. But right before today's message, as you may know, Pastor Rick is always teaching that the Bible says you are not an accident and that you are alive because God wanted to create you and He has a purpose for your life. Rick says that you will only be fulfilled when you discover and live out God's purposes for your life. Now, because of this, he wants us to send you his newly expanded version of the book, The Purpose-Driven Life, What on Earth Am I Here For? This recently revised and upgraded book is packed with 30 additional hours of teaching, including quick links for video chapter introductions, audio lessons, and two brand new chapters. This book will help you discover God's plan for your life. Now, we'll send you a hardback copy of this life-changing book as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope Ministries. Call 800-600-5004 or visit rickwarren.org today for your copy of The Purpose-Driven Life, What on Earth Am I Here For? That's 800-600-5004 or rickwarren.org. Or you can just text the word DAILY to 313131. That's DAILY to 313131. Now here's Pastor Rick with today's message.
You have a calling that is unique to your life. The Bible says in Ephesians 2:10, for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. In other words, we're made for a purpose, to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Now, this verse is filled with some important truths, so let's look at it. First, it says we're God's workmanship. Circle that word. The word there in the Bible, in the Greek, is the word poema. It's the word we get poem from. You are God's poem. You are God's work of art. You are God's craftsmanship, workmanship. Many translations of the Bible translate this, you are God's masterpiece. You say, well, I don't think I'm much of a masterpiece. Well, then you don't realize how much value God has put in your life. You say, well, I'm not a masterpiece. I'm a pretty beat up piece of junk. You're not junk. Jesus didn't die for junk. If you look at Jesus on the cross, arms outstretched and his nail-pierced hands, and he's saying, this is how valuable you are. This is how valuable. You're valuable enough to die for. You're not junk because God doesn't create junk. Jesus doesn't die for junk, and the Holy Spirit doesn't live in junk. You are a masterpiece. You're God's masterpiece, but it only shows when you fulfill your calling. If you try to be what somebody else wants you to be, you're going to miss it. And your true beauty, your true greatness won't come out. You are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. Those good works are your contribution to the world. You were not put on this planet just to breathe and take up space and die. You weren't put here to simply be a consumer. Oh, there's a new kind of makeup. I think I'll get that. Oh, there's a new clothing. I'll get that. No, you were put here to be a contributor, to make a contribution with your life. And the Bible calls your life contribution your good works. It's part of your calling. Now, here's the cool thing. We all have different good works. Your contribution, your good works are going to be different than my contribution, my good works. And my contribution, good works are going to be different than the person sitting next to you. And God makes us all different, gives us all different callings so that everything in the world gets done. It's all a part of it. You're God's workmanship, created to make a contribution, which God prepared in advance. Circle that, prepared in advance for us to do. That means a long time before you thought of it, God had thought of your calling. In fact, here's the third principle. Number three, God chose my calling before I was born. My calling is a gift from God. I'm called for God's purpose, not mine. And my calling was before I was born. God chose it. Let me show you some verses on this. Galatians chapter 1, verse 15. Paul says, "It pleased God in his kindness to choose me and call me even before I was born." What undeserved mercy. Here's another example. Jeremiah, in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. "Before I shaped you in the womb, I knew all about you. Before you saw the light of day, I had holy plans for you." Isaiah 44, verse 2. "I am your creator. You were in my care even before you were born." Now, this is going to be our memory verse this week, so I want you to look at it in detail. It says three things. First, it says, "I am your creator." What does that mean? It means you're not an accident. You're not an accident. You were uniquely chosen, created, and called by God. You say, why is it important for me to not think I'm an accident? Because if you think you're an accident, you're going to live like it. And you're going to accidentally just kind of go through life without any purpose, without any direction. You're not an accident. "I am your creator." You're not an accident. "You were in my care." That means you're deeply loved. You were in God's care when you were in the womb. It says, even while you were growing inside your mother. Do you realize this is why abortion is wrong? Because that's not a fetus in that mother. That's a baby that God has already numbered that baby's days, chose that baby to be born. Accidental parents, yes. Accidental babies, no. God chose to create and call you before you were even born. So you weren't a fetus before you were born. You were a baby already chosen, already called, and already created by God for a purpose and a calling. And then it says, "You were in my care before I was even born." God planned you before you were born.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to rickwarren.org and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. Again, that's rickwarren.org, or just text the word daily to 313131. Again, that's the word daily to 313131. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
Why am I alive? Does my life really matter? Why am I here? We've all asked these critical questions, and now Pastor Rick Warren answers them in the upgraded edition of his New York Times best-selling book, The Purpose-Driven Life, What on Earth Am I Here For? This book includes two new chapters on how to overcome the biggest barriers to living your life on purpose, as well as links to video chapter introductions and audio lessons. Rick wants you to live a life of purpose and meaning. That's why he wants to send you a copy of this life-changing hardback book. It's our gift to say thanks for your financial support. Stop guessing why you're here. Learn to live life on purpose with The Purpose-Driven Life, What on Earth Am I Here For? Call today, 800-600-5004, or visit rickwarren.org to get your copy. That's 800-600-5004 or rickwarren.org. If you've got a smartphone or tablet, you can just text the word daily to 313131. Thanks in advance for your support.
Once again, here's Rick.
The fact that I love most about God is that he never wastes anything, and he fits it all into his plan. Even my sin. Even the stupid decisions that I've made that I will regret the rest of my life, God says, you know what? I'm going to even put that in the plan. We'll make it work. I can bring all things can work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. I can fit that in there too. And not only can God say, your sins and your mistakes don't change your calling, the sins of other people against you don't change your calling. Some of you may feel a little bruised, a little battered, a little beat up by the world. Maybe you had somebody who was unfaithful to you. You had somebody walk out of your life. You had somebody betray you. reject you. Some of you have been molested. Some of you have been raped. I'm sorry, I am. But you know what? That did not change one bit of your value, and that did not change one bit of God's call on your life. It has not changed. You are still God's workmanship, God's masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. And you know what God says? You know what? I can even take the ugly stuff and I'll take the stinger out of it. And you know what? I'll even bring good out of it in your life if you'll let me. The Bible says, my sins and mistakes don't change God's call. I want you to write this down on your outline. God has no plan B for me. A lot of people think, you know what, I really screwed up on that one, therefore I got to live with plan B the rest of my life. No, you don't. It's part of plan A. God has no plan B for me. When I think about this, I think about Chuck Colson. Chuck Colson was one of the most powerful men in the world. In his day, he was assistant to the President of the United States of America. And then he got involved in a scandal, Watergate, and he went to prison. And in prison, he found Christ, became a believer, saw the need for people in prisons to know the Lord, started Prison Fellowship, which now in like 150, 60 countries, has blessed millions of people. But when God created Chuck Colson, he knew he would be going from the presidency to prison and back out all in one life. And he said, I'm going to fit it into the plan. I'm going to fit it into the plan. Number five, the fifth thing we learn about God's calling is my calling is permanent. This is a further extension of what I just said. And what I mean when it's permanent means nobody can take it from you. When you were growing up, your parents tried to probably make you something that you didn't really want to be. Or your girlfriend, your boyfriend tried to make you something you didn't want to be. Or your boss or somebody in your life always trying to pressure you and conform you to take away your true calling. Your calling cannot be taken from you. Satan can't take your calling away from you. You can't take your calling away from you. Other people can't take your calling away from you, and God won't, because he says, I've given it to you permanently. The Bible says in Romans 11, verse 29, God's gifts and his callings are, read it with me, irrevocable. Circle that. They cannot be taken away. They are permanent. The calling on your life is never, ever going to change. No matter what you've done, no matter what you've messed up, the expression may change, the timing, the when, the where, the how, but the calling will not change. You still have the same gifts God gave you from the beginning. Now, what does this verse teach us? If my calling is permanent, it means this. My job is not my calling, because your job changes. How many of you have ever changed jobs? Yeah. How many have ever lost a job? How many have ever been unemployed? Yeah. You're going to have many, many jobs in life. Your job is not your calling. Jobs change all the time. Calling never changes. This is an eye-opener for some of you. The Bible says God's gifts and his call can never be withdrawn. So no matter what happens, they're permanent in your life. Number six, very important point. My calling is connected to others. My calling, my assignment from God in life, my purpose, my vision, the dream God has for my life is connected to other people. What do I mean by that? You cannot fulfill your purpose in life by yourself. It is impossible. You can only do it connected to other people. Calling and community go together. You cannot be what God wants you to be. You cannot fulfill what God wants you to fulfill. You cannot enjoy your destiny on your own. You have to do it connected to other people. It's like the parts of your body. They're worthless unless they're connected. You have an eyeball, which is extremely gifted. It has the ability to take light, translate that to your brain, and you see things. But an eyeball outside of a socket is worthless. It can't see anything because it's not connected. You have an ear, which is an amazing gift of God, where your ear can take waves, turn them into impulses to your brain, and your brain hears sounds. If your ear is disconnected from your body, it's worthless. That ear can't hear anything unless it's connected. You have a hand, and that hand has an amazing ability to grasp, to write, to fix things. But that hand, if it were cut off, it has no use. A hand has no power, no talent, no ability, no purpose without being connected to the body. You have to be connected to the body to fulfill your calling. The Bible calls the church the body of Christ, the family of God, but it calls it the body. And we're all members, like a hand, eye, nose, feet, everything, connected to the body. Look at this verse on the screen, Romans 14:7. None of us lives to himself alone, and none of us dies to himself alone. You gotta be connected. How do you get connected? Through a church family. It's why we talk about small groups all the time. Because in that small group, there's a connection there where you learn from other people. They help you in your weakness, you help them in their weakness. Let me show you a couple verses. Ephesians 4:4. We are all one body. Circle that, all one body. We all have the same spirit. Circle same spirit. And we have all been called. Circle that, all been called. We're all one body, all have the same spirit, all been called to the same glorious future hope. It is only in connection, in community, that I will fulfill my calling. Hebrews 3:1. Brothers and sisters, You are holy partners in a heavenly calling. The other people in your small group are partners in a heavenly calling. We're better together. We're better as a team. That's why church, you have to be connected. We'll talk about this more in the future. Number 7, God empowers what he calls me to do. That's the 7th thing I need to know about my calling. That whatever God calls me to do, he's going to empower me to do. God empowers what he calls me to do. In other words, if God has given me an assignment in life, he's going to enable me to do it. He's going to equip me to do it. He's going to empower me to do it. He's going to strengthen me to do it. He's going to give me the ability to do it. God would never ask you to do anything with your life that he doesn't give you the power to do. So here's how it works. Once I understand that God has a calling on my life, okay, and I understand that, what I do is I commit myself to him. And when I commit myself to God's calling for me, I said, God, whatever time I've got left on this earth, I want to use it to fulfill your calling for me, whether it's a week, a month, years, or whatever, decades. I commit to your calling for my life. God says, then I will commit the resources, what you need to get it done. Look at this verse, Ephesians 4:1. I urge you to live the life to which God called you. Now notice, the calling is a lifestyle, and you are to live the life to which God called you. Now here's my prayer. 2 Thessalonians 1. This is why we always pray for you, asking our God to help you, that's empower, to help you live the kind of life he called you to live. God says, if I call you to live this kind of life, I'm going to help you with the power. We pray that with his power, God will help you do the good things you want and perform the works that come from your faith. Notice, do the good things and perform the works. That's the good works we were talking about earlier. And God says, I will give you the power. You can count on God to give you the strength you need. 1 Thessalonians 5, the one who calls you is faithful and he will do it. He'll give you the power to help that person. You say, well, I've never helped anybody. He'll give you the power to help somebody else. Now, there's one more truth that I want us to cover as we start this week. Let me review. My calling is a gift from God. I'm called for God's purpose, not my own. God chose my calling before I was born, so I didn't have anything to do with it. My sins and my mistakes don't change my calling. My calling is permanent. Satan can't take it away. Nobody else on earth can take it away. It's irrevocable. My calling is connected to others. I got to be connected to the body or it doesn't work. God will empower me to do what he calls me to do. And here's the last point. There's a prize. There is a prize for living out my calling. God has promised a reward for those people who discover and live the calling he made them for here on earth. And that reward's going to last forever. Philippians 3:14. I press toward the goal to win the prize. Circle that. To win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. What is the prize? Oh, man. The prize is that you get to share in everything God has in heaven. You get to share in his kingdom. You get to share in his glory. You get to share in his power. It all becomes yours. You see, life on earth is a test. Why didn't God just create you and take you to heaven? If you're going there anyway, why didn't he just take you there first? Because he puts you here on earth to test your faithfulness. And he gives you a few things and puts them in your care, opportunities, relationships, things. And he says, let's see what you do. And if you're faithful with a little, then I can trust you with all of my riches and all of my power and all of my glory in heaven for eternity. Faithful in little, you'll be faithful much. This is a test. And God is testing to see if you are going to fulfill the calling he put you here on earth to fulfill. And if you do, then he's going to share with you everything that is his. This is the most amazing thing. Look at the next verse. 1 Thessalonians 2:12. Live the kind of life that pleases God, who calls you to share. And what are we going to share? Who calls you to share in his own kingdom and glory. That's amazing that for eternity, God will share his kingdom and his glory if I live out my calling. Imagine on Broadway in New York City, a giant marquee lit up at night with bright lights, and it says, now starring for eternity, Jesus Christ. Co-starring your name. You will share in his kingdom and glory. Now you got my attention. Now I'm interested in fulfilling my calling. I don't want to get to heaven and go, did you fulfill your calling? Oh, I didn't even know I had one. Well, you do.
This is Daily Hope with Pastor Rick Warren. If you've missed any part of this message, you can listen online anytime at rickwarren.org. Now, Rick will be back in just a moment with a closing thought, but right before that, as you may know, Pastor Rick is always teaching that the Bible says you are not an accident, and that you are alive because God wanted to create you, and he has a purpose for your life. Now, Rick says that you will only be fulfilled when you discover and live out God's purposes for your life. Because of this, he wants us to send you the newly expanded version of his book, The Purpose-Driven Life, What on Earth Am I Here For? This recently revised and upgraded book is packed with 30 additional hours of teaching, including quick links for video chapter introductions, audio lessons, and two brand new chapters. This book will help you discover God's plan for your life. And we'll send you the hardback copy of this life-changing book as our way of saying thank you for your financial support of Daily Hope Ministries. Call 800-600-5004 or visit rickwarren.org today for your copy of The Purpose-Driven Life, What on Earth Am I Here For? That's 800-600-5004 or visit rickwarren.org. And now you can just text the word DAILY to 313131. That's DAILY to 313131. Oh, and while you're at the website, be sure and sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email. Click on his social media links and check out all the other helpful study resources available to you. And again, that's at rickwarren.org. And thanks so much for supporting Daily Hope. And now here's Rick with a closing thought.
God is consistent. He isn't moody. God doesn't change his mind. He doesn't have bad hair days. God will never tell you to violate a principle that he's already given in his word, the Bible. That's why it's so important that we learn God's word, that we study, that we memorize, that we meditate, and that we apply it in our hearts. This is the whole heartbeat of Daily Hope Broadcast. Thanks for listening. I'd love to hear from you. Write me, rick@rickwarren.org, and join me next time as we continue to look into God's word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous support.